You are Locked On Magic, your daily podcast on the Orlando Magic, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And you are indeed Locked On Magic. Today is April 26, 2019. My name is Philip Rostenreich. I'm the expert and site editor over at OrlandoMagicDaily.com. And of course, follow me on Twitter at PhilipRR_OMD. On today's spoiler-free episode of Locked On Magic, we'll talk all about Magic exit interviews, kind of recap the season, what the players had to say before they took off for their summer as the Orlando Magic season officially comes to a close. But before we do any of that, I want to remind you all that you can check out all the great podcasts on the Locked On Podcast Network by searching on iTunes for Locked On and the team you are looking for. Just like there's a podcast covering the Orlando Magic with excruciating detail, there's a podcast covering every single team in the NBA with the same level of detail. Want the lowdown on the San Antonio Spurs forcing Game 7 against the Denver Nuggets? Check out Locked On Spurs. Want to get a heads up on Game 6 tomorrow, today between the Golden State Warriors and LA Clippers? Check out Locked On Warriors and Locked On Clippers. You have Locked On Bucks, Locked On Celtics, Locked On Sixers, and Locked On Raptors to get you ready for the Eastern Conference playoffs starting this weekend. And of course, Locked On NFL Draft has your NFL needs covered. Locked On NBA and Locked On Fantasy Basketball have your national basketball needs covered as well. There's a Locked On podcast for you any way you want to listen to it, whether it's the NBA, MLB, NFL, or colleges too. The Locked On Podcast Network, you can find them all on iTunes or the Himalaya app. Just search for Locked On and the team you're looking for. The Locked On Podcast Network, it's your team every day. The mood at the Amway Center for exit interviews, the final time that the team is together, the final time that the team meets with the media before the offseason, the mood inside the Amway Center was admittedly a bit mixed, I have to say. On one hand, there was a feeling of tremendous accomplishment that this team, this group, did something that no one expected, that they pulled together and they had a season that I don't think anyone really imagined they could. But on the other hand, there was still that sour taste in their mouth of two straight blowouts in their playoff series against the Toronto Raptors. What is now being termed a douchebag sweep. Winning the first game and losing the next four. There is a general feeling that the team, the team did not perform up to its standards in the playoffs. They reached the promised land, they reached the playoffs, and then just sort of dropped the ball. And so there was this odd feeling that, yes, this by every measure, everything that we could imagine, was a successful season. The Magic had a good year. But something was still left on the table. Something to fight for next year.
It was good, man. It was really good. And, I'm proud of this team. And I'm proud of how we fought throughout, the adversity this season. And, that win in Boston is one of the highlights of my career so far. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, I wish we could have been better in the playoffs, but I think we gave ourselves a chance this season to do something. Having a positive record, I think we had 25 wins last year. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. With basically the same roster. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely looking forward to next year. To build on what we did, and kind of start the season the way we finished it.
Oh man, this is a special season for us. Like you said, 20-31 in the beginning, and to turn it around like we did just showed the fight that this team has and the growth that we, endured over the season and just locking in and, following Coach Cliff's lead. And, it just shows the potential that this team has.
Magic guards Evan Fournier and DJ Augustine speaking there at exit interviews. And it really kind of had that overall feeling. that, yes, this team did a lot. There were some extremely memorable moments, that playoff clinching win over Boston, chief among them, a big one among them, a big moment for the franchise, big moment for a lot of players. They were able to kind of rescue themselves from 20 and 31. They took on an identity, a word that we've thrown around a lot here in the last 7 years. They found their way. They found who they are, and they found a way to play that could lead them to success. And not only that, they committed and bought into it. Player after player gave credit to Steve Clifford and his staff for giving them that belief. In fact, Aaron Gordon was really the first guy of the day that kind of put in that if we would have believed we could accomplish this sooner, we would have probably been the fifth seed or the fourth seed even. They were that confident. Now, I think Clifford or someone else would say that, you know, the Magic needed to go through those struggles to become the team that they eventually became, that to become that team that fought so hard and scrapped so hard to get in to the playoffs. There was a lot that went into it. But ultimately, it was coming up short that lingers in a lot of their minds. Not so much that they lost to the Raptors. I think, you know, they kind of knew that was a good chance that was going to happen. But more so the way they lost. Because the way they lost in that series was not indicative of who this team is or who it's going to be. Not in the slightest. And that is the biggest disappointment that the Magic face this year.
I think, you know, when you look at the big picture, I think it was, you know, a very good season for us. I know that, you know, the ending of it, you know, the way we played against the Raptors the last few games wasn't the way we wanted to. But I think when you look at the big picture, there's a lot of great things that happened for this team. Obviously, us making the playoffs, turning things around, finishing with a positive record. But I think more importantly was just the direction that the team took, you know, improving, building a culture, building a way to play. You could just tell that, you know, this team was the same players, but just there was just a different feel about us, and a lot of credit goes to Coach Clifford for that. He installed a lot of those things in us, and us players for buying into it, and, you know, doing the things he wanted us to do, and accepting the challenge, and improving as the season went on, and never, you know, quit, you know, fighting until the end. And, you know, that's something, you know, you have to be proud of. I'm very proud of this team, and that we did all those things. And so, yeah, I think that when you look at the big picture, I think it was a, you know, positive season for us.
And it absolutely was. Nikola Vucevic is absolutely right. There is a different aura, a different belief about this Magic team coming out of this season. They believe that they are destined for greater things. They believe that they're going to take that next step and win more playoff games, compete in playoff games, and perhaps even win a series next year. They believe that it is all possible again. And that's important. Don't get anything else wrong. From the beginning of the season, I said the most important thing the Magic could do this year was restore legitimacy in the franchise by making the playoffs, by playing the way that they've played this entire season. The Magic restored legitimacy in the franchise. Now it's about that next step. Now it's about taking that next step, developing young guys like Aaron Gordon, Jonathan Isaac, Markelle Fultz, and Mo Bamba. Learning how to win in the playoffs. Making those plays that the Magic just could not make in this year's postseason. It's absolutely a successful season. But storm clouds do come ahead. Nikola Vucevic was always trying to hedge his bets a little bit when he talked about the future, because he's still not certain he will be part of that future. Two very important players go on to the free agency market for Orlando in Terrence Ross and Nikola Vucevic. And there is the real possibility that one or both of them will not be in a Magic uniform. And that, of course, would change a lot for the Magic, would change a lot for their outlook next year, change a lot of their plans for the summer and what they can do. We'll get into a little bit more about that in a little more detail in a future episode of Locked On Magic. But as good and as positive as this season has been, as good and as positive as the team has played, and the momentum that they feel they've built for next season, there are still humongous questions about A, whether the Magic can do it again, B, whether the Magic can retain their talent and maintain their position, and C, just how much better they can get. And that all will inform Jeff Weltman's approach to the offseason. Before we get into that, though, I want to say a quick word about hiring, about the job hunt. I know when I've looked for jobs, it's been hard. I can't imagine what it's like for people who are hiring, because hiring is challenging. But there is one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. A place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates, and that place is ZipRecruiter.com/LockedOn. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans through thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. They invite them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective, that 80% of employees who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within their first day. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/LockedOn. That's ZipRecruiter.com/LockedOn. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LockedOn. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Jeff Weltman has a big task ahead of him at this point. Now the Magic have tasted success. Now the Magic have accomplished something tangible. They've made the playoffs, and like they said, that the aura of the team has changed, and now the expectations have changed too. The Orlando Magic are not merely here to make the playoffs. They want to do more. They want to grow. They want to keep building. And with that comes a new pressure. But to hear Jeff Weltman tell it, to hear Jeff Weltman talk, it's a pressure that he's not necessarily waving off, but it's a pressure that isn't as immediate as you think. The season that just was completed was a good learning experience. It was an opportunity to get into the postseason, to play at a high level and see where they really stand. But it's only a small piece of the bigger picture.
Well, you know, we're not a perfect team. We've got improving to do, and our, you know, organizationally and you know, on the floor, but you know, the playoffs is a different experience altogether. And so, you know, there are a lot of lessons to be learned from the playoffs. And, you know, this is one step to improving your team, to understanding the intensity that it takes to be successful as the season moves into the playoffs. So you have to put all that stuff into its own context and look at where we got better, where we need to get better. And that's something that when we all kind of regroup will be discussed as we look to move forward.
Jeff Weltman speaking there, and there were certainly weaknesses that we can all point to, especially during the playoffs. The offense struggled throughout the entire year, and while they did finish the season strong when the playoffs came around, the offense was a complete mess. Orlando was barely even able to execute simple things, and they weren't able to shoot. The playoff experience certainly should help them if they get back there next year, and understanding the pressure and intensity these games have. As such a young team and a team without playoff experience, they weren't able to raise their game to another level. But ultimately, this is a big picture team. Making the playoffs this year was gravy. No one thought that this was on the team's timeline. And really, what Jeff Weltman was trying to do this year was continue to establish the base of the franchise. New coaching staff that he hired, new medical staff, new performance staff. It's all about establishing the base of everything to build on. And certainly making the playoffs shows that it could be a potentially strong base. But there are big decisions ahead. Decisions that Weltman, frankly, on the day after the season ends, wasn't ready to talk about. He wasn't going to dive too deeply into the free agent future of Nikola Vucevic and Terrence Ross, only saying that it is a priority to re-sign them and that they will talk with them. And that's their first priority, actually. But he wasn't about to completely give the boat away. And I don't think that there's a lot of hedging of bets, so to speak, to say that, you know, there's no guarantee he'll be back. At the same time that there's no promise that they won't go after him either. There's no update really on the recovery for injured rookie Mohamed Bamba or Markelle Fultz. Bamba himself said that he's making progress with his injury, that he's further ahead than he thought he would be. But he's shooting jumpers and jogging, but he's not playing basketball quite yet. The hope certainly is that he'll be back in time for Summer League to show off at least his conditioning gains and his strength gains. And then there's Markelle Fultz. Weltman would not comment on Fultz's progress, only to say that he's working hard and does seem to be making progress. But no word yet if he's even doing basketball activity yet or shooting a basketball as part of his rehab. And it's still going to be about hitting benchmarks and passing tests for Fultz throughout this offseason. To be sure, these are all important players. These are all important factors and important issues that the Magic face this offseason. I spoke about them on yesterday's podcast. But Weltman is not, I guess, sort of acknowledging the pressure that success has created. In fact, I would argue my impression of Weltman is he's still holding on to patience. The last two off seasons, the Magic haven't done very much, to be honest. Nothing major. At a time when everyone thought that the Magic should be looking to move on from certainly two particular players, and perhaps that's still true. But at a time when the Magic didn't seem to have much of a future, the Magic stood still, kind of stood pat with their roster. And it paid off. The question is whether it can pay off again. Whether the Magic can afford to be patient with these young players. The answer to me quite clearly is yes. And while the Magic have had some short-term success, and I think would like to repeat that short-term success, I don't think that they'll suddenly become a tanking team if they lose Vucevic. They'll try to win. They'll try and make signings to win, even with the limited resources that they have. But there is still the big picture. And for that, the Magic and Weltman seem perfectly fine waiting. They're not rushing these guys back. There is urgency to come back. But they're not rushing these guys back faster than they want. Weltman said something very prescient, I think, as well regarding Mo Bamba. If Mo Bamba's not ready to start, they're not going to throw him out there. It doesn't serve him well. It doesn't serve him to put him in a role that he can't succeed in. So the Magic continue to slow play with their 6th overall pick from last year's draft. Markel Fultz, who knows how close he is to the court. The Magic are fine waiting. And it's this patient approach that has reaped benefits for the Magic so far under Weltman. To be sure, I expect the Magic to be aggressive in looking for ways to improve their team. I don't think they're standing pat for standing pat's sake. I think they examine everything. I think they're very into the weeds with what their plans are. And when it comes to Nikola Vucevic and Terrence Ross, I'm sure they have plans, and I'm sure they have backup plans for those plans. And then backups for those backups. The Magic are not going to sit still this summer. This will probably be the most active summer in terms of player transactions that the Magic have had since Jeff Weltman took over, certainly in free agency. Because this team still does need to take that next step. They need to find that guy, that player, and it probably is internal. But that's also the key. The Magic's future comes from internal improvement. It's not going to come from a big-name free agent. It's probably not even going to come from Nikola Vucevic. The Magic's biggest task, path to get better, is their own improvement. Their own internal improvement. And we'll see if the Magic and their patience will pay off. It certainly seems like the signal is that the Magic are ready for any possibility this summer and that they have a bigger goal in mind than simply returning to the playoffs. They want to be better, but not to sacrifice everything to be better. At least in the short term. That's going to do it for me today, though. I want to thank you all again for listening to today's episode of Locked On Magic. Of course, find us on Twitter at Locked On Magic and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and the Himalaya app, all online. If you want to find us, that's where you get podcasts, I guess. You can find me on Twitter at PhilipRR_OMD. And of course, for the latest on the Orlando Magic, be sure to check out OrlandoMagicDaily.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at OMagicDaily. That's going to do it for me today. I want to thank you all again for listening for Orlando Magic Daily and Locked On Magic. This has been Philip Rosenreich. I'll see you all again next time for another episode of Locked On Magic.
You are Locked On Magic, your daily Orlando Magic podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.